Praise God indeed. Love the Lord. Hope everyone's having a great day, a wonderful week, and ready for service tonight. Good to have y'all with us tonight. And those of you watching online, welcome to First Pentecostal in Villa Rica. Praise God. Let's all stand. We're going to go to the Lord in prayer this evening. Excuse me. Just want to lift up each and every prayer request, the text blast. I know there seems like there's been a lot really coming through it. And there are those that are sick and even in our congregation that aren't able to be with us tonight. And if you're watching online, know that we're praying for you. If you're not, we're still praying for you. Praise God. Anyone on my right side have a spoken prayer request? Yes, Ms. Tabitha. You need prayer. That's right. Are you communicating that with his boss, or are you going to expect him to? Okay. Praise God. For those of you who couldn't hear, Brother Chris, we're just really excited. He's going to get to go back to work light duty. Tomorrow we're going to keep him in a prayer. Sister Tabitha has had an injury. We know God knows God. Anyone else with a spoken prayer? Or anyone on the left side? Yes, ma'am. Still in surgery. Goodness, things have changed in the medical field, but we definitely know that God's got her. We know this is all for the glory of God. He's going to get all the praise and worship after her surgery and her recovery. Praise God. We're going to keep her in our prayers. Anyone else, congregation? I don't want to miss anybody. Yes, ma'am.
Tim Landman's family, the pastor that passed away. Also the Sanchez family. They're all sick with the flu. Yeah,
she said that they have had flu going around in their house for a month. And she may have to end up going to the emergency room. She's been taking the kids to the doctor. But she said they really needed prayer and would like for us to hold them up in prayer.
And continue to pray for Trey. He's a lot better.
But, yeah. He has strep.
And also, Brother Sean, I asked about him. He's still sick, but on the better side. What we're praying for, we're giving it to God. Yes, absolutely. Brother Chris, would you lead us in opening prayer, please? Let's give the Lord a hand clap of praise. Praise God, praise God. Praise the Lord. Let's just do a hymnal this evening all together. Let's get you all to sing. Let's turn to page 319, When the Redeemed Are Gathered In. I just asked Brother Eddie to get us started. Got his mic on?
I am thinking of the rapture and our blessed home on high, when the redeemed are gathered in. I will raise the heavenly anthem in that city in
Message in that song, when the redeemed are gathered in. You may be seated if you can. That song was requested tonight. I'm glad it was. It's been a long, long time. Even been part of singing, and that's why it's Brother Eddie to give us a hand. He's cranked up this evening. We're going to get ready and take up the evening offering. I want to do a couple of quick announcements again that we've been doing. Don't forget about bringing your envelopes in to help with the Christmas presentation that the drama team's doing with the children. It's going to be an exciting time. You can turn them into Miss Jennifer, or she said Miss Julie or Miss Lori. She'll be able to use them. And also, I've been talking about the shoe boxes at Christmas in Lithia. I'm sorry. So I'm going back many, many years. Operation Christmas Child, the shoe boxes we used to use. Next Wednesday, the 16th, will be the deadline to bring in the shoe boxes or any of the stuff. And then if anybody would like to help Miss Elaine, we're going to have just try to do it in the evening. We'll see what we got to see the Curtis Center schedule if we can borrow a few of their tables to pack the boxes. So we'd like to get that. And that's the only thing. Have anything else? God. Love each and every one of you. Like I said, we're going to go ahead and take the evening. Would you ask the Lord to bless us? going to call on a couple of special singers. Brenda, if you would, come on up. Sister Susan, if you could get a song together for tonight, please. And then Sister Linda, please. I just want to ask everybody, a comment was made as we were coming in. And I know, I guess everybody's noticed with this time change, it also affects the light and it affects our bodies and all the situations going forward. Even though we gained an hour, it seemed like Saturday night, that was a long time ago. I just want to ask y'all just to take a moment, just to reflect on how great God is. And let's just lift Him up and just praise Him and just give Him His due tonight in our service. Praise God.
I forgot to mention this at prayer, but y'all remember my mama, she was doing something and she hit the cabinet from her knee down and put a scratch on her foot and her leg was swelling up a little bit. So y'all remember her. So I just want to thank the Lord for His love. We've been doing a little bit of a Bible study, and one of the first things we was learning on was the love of God, that almighty love that we all should want in our own bodies, you know. And I fail so many times of not having that, Sister Linda, but y'all know this song, it's Owen, but I'm just excited about the love of God. My life's made up of choices that I made. It's up to me which path I'm gonna take. We've only got one life to get it right. But even though I make mistakes, I'm perfect in His sight. When I deserve the least, that's when He loves me most. Each time I drifted far away, He's always led me home. And when I turn my back on Him, He's always held out hope. When I deserve the least, that's when He loves me most. Temptation stare me in the face. I should have turned my head and looked away. I went stumbling down that road a time or two. But each time I came limping back, You let me lean on You. When I deserve the least, that's when He loves me most. Each time I drifted far away, He's always led me home. And when I turn my back on Him, He's always held out hope. When I deserve the least, that's when He loves me most. And when I turn my back on Him, He's always held out hope. When I deserve the least, that's when He loves me most.
If your mind is filled with doubt, your life turned and tossed about, just cry, Jesus. Just cry, Jesus. He'll relieve your your mind of doubt and save your soul from Satan's trap. Just cry, Jesus. Just cry, Jesus. Just cry, Jesus, if you have a need today. Just cry, Jesus, and the angels are on their way. Just cry, Jesus, till the bells of glory sound. Just cry, Jesus, and all heaven will surely come down. If you feel your guilt and shame for a world you've tried to gain, just cry, Jesus. Just cry, Jesus. He'll take all your shame away and show to you a better way. Just cry, Jesus. Just cry, Jesus. Just cry, Jesus, if you have a need today. Just cry, Jesus, and the angels are on their way. Just cry, Jesus, till the bells of glory sound. Just cry, Jesus, and all heaven will surely come down.
Well, I can't think of anything any better to cry than Jesus. He's right there. He's right there each and every time. B flat. You know, the title of this song, it says, "What the Lord has done for me." I can't even begin to tell you. And I'm sure most of us, every one of us in here, if we would really... Sometimes I think sometimes we need to just sit down and write our testimony out so that we can be on fire and tell it whenever we need to. And then we won't have to stumble around. You know, I do that. I stumble around. It's like, well, I know God saved me. He sanctified me and filled me with the Holy Ghost and fire. You know, and then it's just like, I've learned that from, you know, Church of God long, long years ago. You know, so, but there's more to it than that. Praise the Lord, and I am thankful for everything that he's ever done for me. So, y'all listen to the words of this song. It says, "What the Lord has done for me." I cannot tell you how God formed the mountains or placed the stars in the sky. I cannot tell you how he paints a rainbow and makes the sparrow fly. I cannot tell you how he fills the lilies with hands that hold the sea. But I can tell you what the Lord has done for me. He cleansed my heart from sin, gave me peace within, and gave me life anew. He healed my broken heart that was torn apart and gave me heaven too. I cannot tell you all of the joy that's waiting throughout eternity, but I can tell you what my Lord has done for me. not tell you how the God of heaven was in a manger there. I cannot tell you how blind eyes were open and multitudes were fed. I cannot tell you why he loved a sinner and died upon a tree. Oh, but I can tell you what my Lord has done for me. He cleansed my heart from sin, put his peace within, and gave me life anew. He healed my broken heart that was torn apart, and gave me heaven too. I cannot tell you all of the joy that's waiting throughout eternity, but I can tell you what my Lord has done for me. He cleansed my heart from sin, put his peace within, and gave me life anew. He healed my broken heart that was torn apart, and gave me heaven too. I cannot tell you all of the joy that's waiting throughout eternity, but I can tell you what the Lord has done for me. I cannot tell you all of the joy that's waiting throughout eternity, but I can tell you what my Lord has done for me.
Can you bring up Shepherd of My Valley?
What would I do without Jesus, the Shepherd of my valley? Lord, I just couldn't walk this road alone. He's my water. I couldn't make it without Jesus. What would I do when I need someone to talk to? He's always there to listen with arms folded round me. He wraps me. What would I do without Jesus, the Shepherd of my valley? I couldn't make it without Jesus. What would I do when my tears flow like a river and my burdens are high as a mountain? And when the ones I've counted on have let me down, that's when I go to Jesus. He's the one that I can count on. I couldn't make it without Jesus. What would I do? What would I do without Jesus, the shepherd of my valley. Lord, I just couldn't walk this road alone. When I'm hungry, he feeds me. When I'm thirsty, he's my water. I couldn't make it without Jesus. What would I do? Someone to talk to, he's always there to listen. With arms folded round me, he rocks me in his bosom. What would I do without Jesus, the shepherd of my valley? I couldn't make it without Jesus. I do. I couldn't make it without Jesus. What would I do?
Singing that song, I appreciate it. It gave me just enough time to get rid of that cough drop I had in my mouth. I know how to time one now. Glad she sung that last verse. I got the rest of it. How many blessed folks we got in our house tonight? Isn't God good? Amen. Praise the Lord. Oh, he is great and greatly to be praised. Hoping that you are having a wonderful week. Man, got up this morning and the sun rose again. Amazing. Sometimes we go to bed at night and we wonder if we're going to see another day, but the Lord blessed us with another beautiful day. And I'm so thankful that my feet hit the floor this morning, as Brother Keith says so often. That testimony that he talks about just really, really rings home with me, because so many times I think we just get up and go on our way, and sometimes we don't really thank the Lord just for another day. Regardless of what we have for that day, whether it's a good day, bad day, work day, or whatever the situation is, it's good to be able to have another day and to enjoy the blessings of God. If you have your Bibles tonight, go with us to the book of Romans, excuse me, in the 15th chapter. A lot of that going around. A lot of coughing. I was thinking that I'm going to try to incorporate some of Trey's prayer into my prayer at the food table. He has often done the prayer, God is great, God is good, let us thank you. By his hands we're prayer. But he's added something to that, and it's very profound. And when he gets through with that part, he says, and Lord, let the food help us and not hurt us. And I think some of that comes from the sore throat or something. Let the food help us and not hurt us. And I said, you know what? I think I'm going to start praying that myself. Lord, just take all the sugar out of it and the saturated fats and the calories and just let it just do me good. Amen. I'll let you know how that works out. In Romans, the 15th chapter, verse number 4, and thank you for standing, the reading of God's holy and precious word. The Apostle Paul writes here to the church, he said, for whatsoever things were written aforetime were written for our learning, that we through patience and comfort of the Scriptures might have hope. Let me read that one more time, if you will allow me. For whatsoever things were written aforetime were written for our learning, that we through patience and comfort of the Scriptures might have hope. Can we pray? Heavenly Father, how we love you and thank you, God, for your mercy, for your grace, your abounding love, God, and for this day and the opportunity that you've given us to gather together tonight. And God, not only for the opportunity, but for the desire that you've placed in our hearts to come and worship you tonight. God, we lift you up, Lord, know that name that is above all name, and we glorify and praise you tonight. Thanking you, Lord, for the prayers that you've answered, for the miracles, God, that you have performed. And we pray now that you would reach out to those who are in need now, those who are in surgery, those who are battling flu-like symptoms and sickness. I pray, God, that you would reach and touch them and anoint them tonight And God, just have your way in this service tonight and anoint this vessel, anoint these lips, God, that just speak to us that we need to hear. We'll be careful to give you praise and honor and glory. We ask these blessings in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated tonight, and thank you for coming. A lot of people refer to Wednesday as hump day. I think I heard that when I was coming in. This is hump day, and Wednesday was always Wednesday evening prayer meeting at the house, and it's exactly the opposite. I know the Arnolds drive from Rottmart to Villarica to church. We drove from Villarica to Rottmart to church, and Daddy worked a second shift, so he didn't get to go. But he had bought Mother this older car, and we were like normal kids. We'd come in as soon as we got our little snack after school. We'd go out in the yard and play, and I can hear Mother now coming out the back door. Said, y'all hurry up and come on in now, get ready. We're going to church. And our neighbors that were boys and all, and he said, every day y'all hang around that old rock march, because he was busy playing, and he didn't want us to quit playing, then we'd have to quit and go to worship the Lord. But we had some wonderful times there at the Lord. And so Wednesday is always reminding me of a time of kind of re-energizing and getting over the hump and just coming and fellowshipping with the saints. I love this. I enjoy it. I look forward to being able to worship the Lord. And tonight, I just want to bring a thought tonight. And if I had a message title, it would simply be Comfort in God's Word. I mean, it's thankful for the Word of God. I mean, it's thankful that we have something that we can rely on, something that never changes. Regardless of the seasons, regardless of the situations, regardless of the political persuasions in the world today, the Word of God is the same today, yesterday, and forevermore, and it never changes, and it's there for us to take advantage of. And the Apostle Paul here was encouraging the church, and basically he was talking, you know, how that we ought to take care of one another. In fact, in the first verse, he says, we then that are strong ought to bear the infirmities of the weak, and not to please ourselves. Let every one of us please his neighbor for his good to edification. For even Christ pleased not himself, but as it is written, the reproaches of them that reproach thee fell on me. Encouraging us to be one another's keeper. As the Bible says, am I my brother's keeper? Well, in fact, yes, we are when we're part of the body of Christ. And we that are strong, it doesn't necessarily mean physically. It means those that are spiritually strong in the Lord. Those that are dependent on God's word. It has nothing to do with them. It has everything to do with the God they serve, but the faith that they have in the Lord can encourage one another. How many knows that we have the opportunity to lift one another up, to encourage one another? Today, more so than they even did in that time, because we have all the technology. We have the ability to access one another, Facebook, text, all of those wonderful things, phone calls still, to encourage folks. So we can encourage folks and never even have to leave our home. And I love the text, you know, the text that goes out, and I love the Facebook things that too that says that we're praying, and, you know, that's wonderful that we can be able to communicate that, but we do need to lift one another up, because there's a lot of people in this world that needs a touch from the Lord. They're needing healing, they're needing deliverance, they're needing victory. Sometimes they just need a kind word that they can't get anywhere else, and they certainly ought to be able to get that from the body of Christ. So I want to ask you tonight, and you don't have to show your hand and all, but is there ever been any time in your life, and I would suggest that probably every one of us, but I'm going to answer for you, have any of you in any ever point or any point in your life ever needed comfort of some kind or another? Maybe you want to lift your hand. Anybody? I see some heads nodding. I see some people thinking, and probably we have. And it's good, and we go to different issues and different kind of avenues to get comfort. Sometimes it's comfort in, you know, I like what they call, there's comfort food. I've never found any uncomfortable food. There's a buzzword, it's comfort. It all looks good to me. I can get comfortable eating just about anything, anytime, anywhere. But there's certain kind of comfort food, and I know what they're talking about. It's the cold evenings, and you got a fire in the fireplace, and you fix up a pot of chili. Man, does that register with anybody tonight? Or a pot of homemade soup and some homemade cornbread and crumble that stuff all together. And that's kind of comfort food. And there's things that we can do for our body that comforts us. But there's something that sometimes that we need comfort for our soul and comfort for our spirit. And I ask that, and then I want to ask this. Have we ever asked God to comfort us? I have. Many times. On many occasions, I have needed the comfort that only comes from God. And as I was reading, and as I was reading here in the Apostle Paul's teaching and his preaching, and Paul made such, well, it really wasn't Paul. It was the Spirit of God that came into Paul. Made such an astounding difference in his life. He became so faithful. And so much so that he wanted to share that with everybody. And this was the Gentiles that he was talking to here. And he was talking about the Gentiles, how that God sent Jesus Christ, amen, to die for all of humanity, not just the Israelites. And that's what he was talking about, comforting them, comforting one another with them and with being the Gentiles. And he was letting us know that we can depend on God's word to comfort us. And I read over that, and then I read it again, and I said, you know what, Lord, you've already given us comfort. Brother Chris, he has. He's already given us a menu, if you want to call it, or descriptions or instructions or whatever you want to refer to it. The comfort is already there. And the Apostle Paul was sharing that with them. He said, for all these things that were written before time, before our time, rather, were written for our learning. How many knows that we can go all the way back to the book of Genesis and read, and we can still get learning from the book of Genesis time and time again, how God came on the scene and made a way when there was no way. And we can certainly get comfort in reading the Psalms, where I visit quite often in the book of Psalms, because I relate to David's writing and I relate to David's lifestyle and the things that he was so dependent on God, and how he had such a repentive spirit. And he knew. He knew whenever he messed up. He knew when he had, disobeyed or whatever it was, or failed. And he was quite ready to go and repent of the Lord and ask for God's mercy. And he just poured his heart out in the writing. And I can read that and I can relate to it. And it gives me comfort for those scriptures. And that's what Paul said. You can have the comfort already. Many times that people are praying and seeking God to come in and comfort our lives. And I'm not discounting the power of prayer. Never would I ever discount the power of prayer. How many knows and agrees with me that there is power in prayer? Amen. God answers prayer. God honors prayer. And when we pray an earnest expectation prayer of God, I believe that we receive from God. But yet, if we think about Paul's writing here, we have comfort even before we're praying for it. We have access to it. We have access to it in his word. We recently talked about, the wilderness, and how that Jesus was baptized, and how the Spirit of the Lord led him into the wilderness. And, you know, he was fasting for 40 days and 40 nights, and I'm sure his flesh was just, you know how your stomach begins to growl and you just want something to eat, and Satan was tempting him, and you know where Jesus found comfort? He found it in the Word. He said, man does not live by bread alone. And, you know, every time that Satan would come against him, he would use the Word, because he knew that he could find comfort in the Word. And I began to think about that. Lord, you know, many, many times I am praying and I'm seeking God, give me comfort, give me peace, give me understanding, give me learning. And God is patient. Aren't you thankful for that? God's understanding, and he is plenteous in redemption. Thank God for that. But it seems like sometimes when I was reading this, it seems like God should have said, you know what? I've already given you the comfort. You have the comfort. You can use the comfort. Well, you can rely on it. You can go and you can find the scripture. You know what? So many times, whatever it is I'm searching for, whatever I'm needing, I just go to the scripture and I find that peace and I can find that comfort. You know, sometimes we can get it from somebody else. They'll speak a word of comfort to you. Sometimes somebody will pat you on the back or hug your neck, and that gives us a little bit of comfort. But the best comfort, Brother Chris, that I've ever been able to find and rely on is the comforting and the assuring word of the Lord, amen, in his word. And it's full of comfort. You know, so many times we think the Bible's just full of precepts and statutes and commandments, and it is in there, amen. But there's also a lot of comfort and a lot of peace in there as well. So he said, not only was this written for our learning, how many knows we can learn from the Bible? We can learn how that many of the Bible characters and how they did and what they did and how they obeyed God and how God blessed them when they obeyed Him, and many times when they ran from God, like so many of us have probably done in our past. And God will eventually get His way. Amen. You know, it may be through trials and tribulations and problems that arise in our life, but we learn through those times, and I believe we even grow spiritually through those times, that God is strengthening us and giving us comfort and teaching us His way. For our learning, it's written for our learning that we, through patience. Through means not detouring around. He knows that patience, I believe somebody said patience is a virtue. Patience is something that probably most of us have to exercise because it's not convenient. It's not easy. In fact, it's kind of frustrating at times to be patient. To be patient. But I believe when we're dealing with God's comfort and His learning and His teaching us, the Bible says through patience we learn to depend on God. Through patience we wait upon the Lord, and He shall renew our strength. Amen. We'll run and not be weary. We'll walk and not faint. We'll mount up as wings, with wings as eagles. All of these wonderful things come after, or after we go through the patience of learning to depend on God's Word. Anytime, you know, there was a commercial used to be, man, I could have had a V8. You remember that commercial? You know, guy's drinking something. He said, boy, I could have had a V8. I don't know how many times that I've struggled through things, and then, you know what, pick up the Bible, and there's the answer. I mean, just right there like a neon sign, just flashing in my face, and I'm thinking, man, why didn't I do this to start with? Why didn't I go to the Word of God to start with? And find that peace and find that comfort that only the Scripture of God can give us. These things were written especially for us. There's a song that says, when He was on the cross, I was on His mind. Think about that for a moment. That's how much He loves us. That's how much He sacrificed for us. That's how much He knows you. He knows you. I believe might have been Brother Chris or Brother Jim, one said something about He knew us before we was even formed in the womb. I think that was your testimony other night. Imagine that. That God in all of His power and all of His wisdom and His deity and His majesty knows us. And Jesus knew us when He was on the cross. I used an analogy several years ago that when Jesus was praying in the Garden of Gethsemane, and he prayed, and everybody's aware of this, Lord, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me, but nevertheless, not my will be done. And I use the analogy that maybe he was looking into that spiritual cup, and as he looked into that spiritual cup, which he knew was his destiny, all of humanity flashed before his eyes. And guess what, Brother Jim? I was part of that humanity. He knew me. Yet He loved me. And we can find, to me, that is so comforting. You know, you go to the 23rd Psalm, and it's just comfort from the very first verse all the way through. The comforting power of God. So, again, I'm not telling us that we can't pray for comfort. No, we can honestly seek and ask God for comfort and pray for comfort. Many times the comfort to whatever we're facing, whatever problem or issue that we're wrestling with, probably if we take time to be patient and pray for God to lead us in His Word and direct us to what He has already given us, we'll probably find the answer right there. Probably find the issue or the solution to the problem or the cure for whatever ails us already given to us. And I'm so thankful that we have this that we can rely on. And you know what? They're easy to get a hold of. If you don't have one, we got some back there in the back. You can find them at any Bible store. I think they even sell them at Walmart, don't they? They said Walmart's a saving place. Well, maybe they are. They sell the Word of God. Amen. Because that is where we get our strength. That is where we get our learning. And that is where we get our comfort. And it says, through patience and comfort of the Scriptures, then we might have hope. And I thought that it was very interesting that he put hope last. First we got We got the remembrance of what they wrote. Then we got the learning. Then through patience, then comes the comfort of the Scriptures that we might have hope. How many knows that we can find hope in the Word of God? We can find hope in what Jesus did on the cross of Calvary. We can find hope in the fact that He promised us that I won't leave you and I won't forsake you. In fact, I'll be with you always. We can find comfort that He told us that I go away and prepare a place for you. And if I go away, I will come again and receive you. Amen. To me, that is very comforting. And when we begin to fret and begin to agonize over the situations that are in the world, and we sometimes stress out of things that are not going the way that we wanted them to go, and we can't seem to find comfort in anything else, don't forget to pick up the Word. Don't forget to go in there. You know, it's wonderful to read your Bible at church, but let me tell you, if that's the only time you're reading it, you're missing out on so many blessings that are there for you. You know, it would be good to open it the first thing in the morning and the last thing at night. Man, and that, you know, that would put something fresh on your mind, and you would sleep. The old joke was that somebody used to say, and I believe I've heard Susan's daddy say it, said, you know, if you have any trouble sleeping, do what I do. He said, I drink a glass of water and I read the Villa Rica newspaper. I got nothing on my stomach and nothing on my mind. It's the Villa Rica newspaper that had about that much in it. And I thought that was pretty good. You know, nothing to keep him away. And I don't know how many times we laying down or ready to go to bed, and everything in the world is just, you know, we'll turn over, flip your pillow. Anybody ever do that? Flip your pillow because it's hot on one side, it's cool on the other. My only one does that. Flip that pillow, and oh, that'll feel good for a while, and then it's hot, and you got to flip it again, and you turn over this way, and you turn over that way, and you're so aggravated at yourself because you're trying to make yourself not think of anything, and it works for about 2 seconds, then you say, oh, mercy, did I do this or did that? You know, that's stressful. And I find that many times, if that's the case, just get up. Go to the medicine cabinet. No. Go to the nightstand. Pick up the Word of God. Begin to flip through the Scriptures. That doesn't matter. There's not a secret Scripture there that's going to do one for all, but it's all good. It's all encouraging, and it's all comforting. And I will assure you, and it's happened to me many, many times, it relaxes my spirit and my body. And I begin to just digest that wonderful Word of God. And it is amazing then how much comfort it comes to me. It's almost like God is just speaking to me in my ear personally. And He really is, because He's already written it there for me. Amen. You know, it's so wonderful to know that we have God's Word. And what is so important about God's Word? Because in the beginning was the Word. And the Word was with God. And the Word was God. He's one and the same. His Word is synonymous with Him. You know, there used to be a saying, and maybe there still is, you know that man, he's good on his Word. He's good to his Word. Whatever he says, he'll do it. God is the same way. If he said it, he'll do it. If it's in there, we can trust in it. Amen. If it's a promise, we can claim it. Glory to God. If it's a blessing, it belongs to us. Amen. God is full of blessings and anointing, and He will give us comfort. In fact, has already given us comfort. That's what I got out of this. Not He will in the future give us comfort, but He's already given us comfort for whatever we face. If we'll just go in there and say, Lord, lead me, guide me, and direct me. What do you want me to study? What do you want me to read? Lord, there's something in there, Lord, that I know that I can eat. You know what? He's never failed me. I found things that I've read years and years ago, and all of a sudden it's like I've never read it in my life before, because it's a living Word, because it was timely. It was just exactly what I needed. So I'm very, very thankful for that. And I want to go down to verse number 13 tonight as well. It says, now the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, that ye may abound in hope through the power of the Holy Ghost. I was looking in the Scriptures, and I was running reference, and so many times I'll put a code word in, like joy or victory or redemption, and I put in happy. And I started going from scripture to scripture to scripture about happy are the saints of God. Happy are the people of God. Happy are the inheritance of God. There's so many scriptures that refer to the happiness, you know. But then I started reading more. But the happiness comes through faith in His Word. So when we believe God's Word and we trust God's Word and we familiarize ourselves with God's Word, then we have the hope, and the hope brings peace and joy, which is synonymous with happiness. Oh, it's so easy, amen, to know what the antidote is for a sad situation or somebody that's in distress or issues. It's here in the Word of God. Find it and let God bless you. And let God strengthen you. Now the God of hope fill you with all joy. You know, not just to have a little bit of joy, but to be filled with joy. Now you won't get that kind of joy from the world. You'll get excitement and you'll get thrills from the world. But you won't get everlasting joy from the world. There is no way. Boy, if you could bottle that stuff and advertise it and sell it, everlasting joy. One sip will do you. Amen. But you know what? It's here. God's Word. Their promises. His Word that He won't leave us. His Word is there. And you know, to let us know that everlasting joy is within us. You know, you can have everlasting joy when you're having one of the worst days in your life. Brother Eddie, that don't sound right. It does if you know where your joy comes from. Because the sadness and the distress and the issues of this world cannot penetrate my spirit to get my real joy. It might take my thrill away. Might kind of frustrate me. Thank God they can't touch that everlasting joy. Mother used to sing a song, I got something that the world can't give and the world can't take away. How many's glad of that? Amen? That's what we need. The world can't give it and the world can't take it. The world can't make you feel like the Spirit of God can make you feel. So then the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing that ye may abound in hope. Not just have a little hope, but you may abound in hope through the power of the Holy Ghost. How many knows that we got power through the Holy Ghost that lives within us? You know, Satan's not afraid of me. Not at all. He's not afraid of this building, this church. I tell you what. He is fearful of the Holy Ghost. He is fearful of the power of God. You know, when you rebuke Satan, you're not rebuking him in your name or my name. You're rebuking him in the name of Jesus. That wonderful Spirit of the Comforter. It's so wonderful that he actually calls his Spirit the Comforter. It gives us hope and gives us peace and certainly gives us joy with the comforting of his Spirit, but also the comforting of his Word. Can't overread the Word of God. You can't, in other words, you can't engulf enough of it. I was talking about the prayer, you know, that Trey prays, Lord, let this food do good and not do bad. This will do you good. Man, this, you know, you can eat and eat and eat and eat of the Word of God, and you never will feel bloated. In fact, I find the more you eat, the more you want. So wonderful when you get in there. And if you got a reference Bible just to go with it. If you want to do like that, just pick one word and just go with it or whatever it is. And you'll find yourself being comforted in God's Word and in His promises. And that's the advantage that we have that a lot of people in this world don't. And they'll turn to other things to try to get that comfort or try to get that peace or sometimes just try to clear their mind. That's how so many people get strung out on situations and drug abuse and alcohol abuse and things like that because they're searching for something that'll clear their mind of something. But you know what? This won't leave you with a hangover. This won't leave you strung out somewhere. Amen. This right here will enrich you. It will bless you. It will strengthen you. And it'll certainly give you comfort. There is wonderful and mighty comfort in God's Word. If you believe that tonight, give Him a hand clap of praise. God's Word is so comforting to us. And God bless you. We appreciate you coming out tonight. And may God bless each and every one of you. Before we dismiss, certainly want to give you an opportunity. If you need prayer, Or if you want to stand in on behalf of someone else that you know that needs prayer, that's what the Bible says. Ye that are strong, bear the infirmities of those that are weak. So if anyone would need prayer, come forward as you stand. We prepare to dismiss. Yes, ma'am. Praise God. Just to let you know, those of you that are viewing by live stream, Sister Connie just came out of surgery. Sister Gail is sharing with us the surgery was a success. They were able to do what they intended to do, and hopefully she'll be back on the road to recovery in a couple of weeks and maybe on some liquids to start with and then maybe back to regular food. So praise God for touching Sister Connie and being with her. We knew he was going to be with her, didn't he? Amen. All right, let's pray for these. Supper for the church, and then on December the 11th will be the community fellowship meeting with the other churches here. That will also be on a Sunday night at 6 o'clock, and we'll be announcing that on some more. Making plans. Also,
yes. Let's give the Lord a hand clap of praise. Praise God. His word is so comforting and so timely. Praise God. All hearts and minds clear. Glad again that y'all got to join with us as we all join together on a Wednesday night. I too, as Brother Eddie says, look forward to our Wednesday night service. For those of you watching online, still, if you have a prayer request, please put it in the comments section. Also, if you have a praise report, we want to hear all the great things that God is doing. Let's spread His word around and how great He is. All right, with this prayer. Yes, ma'am. Oh, praise God.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Praise God. Who knows what it's like to battle those numbers, and that is amazing. It's got to be God. That is powerful. Praise God. Praise the Lord. He is so greatly to be praised. I want to invite each and every one of you to Sunday school Sunday morning also. Don't forget, we'd love to have you. And invite somebody to church this weekend. Our most gracious and heavenly Father, God, we just love you. Lord, we praise your holy name. Dear Lord, we just want to honor you and just thank you, Lord, for allowing us to gather in your house and in your name. Dear Lord, we just worship you. So, Lord, as we prepare to depart, we ask you to keep us safe for those traveling, those that have situations they're not going to be able to be with us. Lord, I ask you to keep them safe. Bring them back to us healthy and well, dear Lord. And your blessings are always, dear Lord, we just want to thank you for them. And, Lord, we give you all the honor and glory in Jesus' name. And everybody says, amen, amen.